So Spain won the World Cup. Of course they did.
Campeones, campeones. Please kiss the rest. Kiss it. Thank you very much. World champions again. 1 + 1, 2. Vamos!
Scorpio, sit down. I've had this.
He's coming home. When he's coming? He's coming to Spain. Vamos!
I hope it shrinks in the wall.
Spain runs the wall again. Europe and the whole wall. Kane who?
Coming up.
Próximamente. I don't remember taking that to the bin because I would be, oh, shite.
Shite, how northern.
You want us to do a tour to Greece?
No, a live tour of the pod.
I know, Gemma, was a joke.
Gemma, ears to brain, ears to brain. T-I-A-S, I want on t-shirts.
Tits.
Thumb in a softie.
Hello, I thumb in a softie.
Gorka pulled me up on this as we left the house this morning. Everything's you. Irritable, ill-tempered, cocky, rude. Hiya guys, just two quick things before we get into today's episode of Lost in Translation. The first one, please can you take a moment to subscribe to the show? Wherever you're listening, it takes 1 second to subscribe and it will really, really help us spread the word about the podcast. And number two, we've gone all posh now and you can contact us on WhatsApp. The phone number is 077-961-039-898. That's 077-961-039-898. So get it saved in your phone as Lost in Translation. You can let us know all your thoughts, if there's any dilemmas you want solving. Let us know whether you're Team Gorks or Team Gemma each week. And we love hearing from you genuinely. It means a lot. Obviously, we're on all social media channels as well. It's lost.in.pod across Instagram, TikTok and Facebook. So come and say hello. Right, let's get back to it. Or as Gorks would say, vamos. Lost in Translation is brought to you by Shell. So whatever you're doing this summer, Shell is your one-stop shop for summer snacks and refreshments. Do you want to start and say welcome to another episode?
Yes, I did it last time, so I can do it.
Yeah, you do
it. Keeps my practicing. I do need to speak slower. I caught myself the other day. Caught myself?
Caught myself, yeah.
On the podcast, and I speak very fast. And I don't like it because I don't understand even myself.
Yeah, but I think it's just Spanish because when I listen to myself back, I sound like Gary Barlow because I speak so slow.
Really?
Compared to you. Yeah.
Okay, but I think...
Let's make a happy medium. I'll speak a little bit quicker. Yeah. You speak a little bit slower.
No, I just because of... It's like Mia, because of the excitement of telling something. Mm. I want to say so much in such a little space. That
you get chuffed, don't you?
Yeah. Anyway, hello everybody and welcome to another episode. This is episode 40.
It's episode 40?
40, yeah.
Oh
episode
my
40.
Goodness.
Almost your age.
40 weeks of Lost in Translation.
One round of applause to everybody here, the team and us.
Yes.
Also, by the way, I don't know if you noticed because I don't know, you didn't react to that, but we are on the long list for the podcast awards.
Yeah, we're up for an award. That's good, isn't it?
So, guys, imagine if we won the award of the podcast.
That's the Lost in Translation. Imagine if I won
the
podcast. Bearing in mind, there's four of us in this room and there's a load of other people working behind the scenes.
No, well,
imagine if I won.
I mean, imagine if we won, I will be winning something before I even won Strictly in 10 years. There is no chance that I'm winning that show again. If we win it, I'm saying this, if we win the awards, I make sure that we go on tour to your local village or city.
Local village? What do you think it is, the 1900s? We will ride horse and cart to your village.
We live in a village.
That's
so
true.
There you go.
I'm Gemma, this is Gorka. Without further ado,
vámonos!
If anyone wants to get in touch with us throughout any of the episodes, which you all do, the number is 077-610-39898. You can WhatsApp us on there or you can send voice notes or pictures. Keep it clean, though. Henry doesn't want to see anything other than fun stuff.
And also follow us on our socials, lost.in.podcast.
Yes, or email us.
Did I got it right?
You got it right. Email us, lostintranslation@bowermedia.co. www.lovingyourlife.co.uk. Now, we're recording this episode before the World Cup is over.
Yes.
Mia is obsessed with Messi at the minute, isn't she?
Yeah.
And she loves Messi. She always says, in fact, for her birthday, she asked for a book on him.
Yeah.
And we got her a little book and she says how he grew up and this and that and how he walks around the pitch. She says he just walks, Mum. Yeah. He doesn't even look like he's playing, he just walks.
She's very much into football at the moment because of the World Cup. She said, like, Papa, I liked football before, but the World Cup, I think, makes me like it even more now.
And she's good at it.
Yeah, yeah.
She is very good. Mm. I put a video of her on Instagram and she's dribbling a ball and a football coach actually messaged me and he said for her to be able to keep the ball that close to her feet at this age, he said, that's really, really good.
Yeah.
So, like, do something with it. Well, and I was thinking, on top of gymnastics and dance and jiu-jitsu and swimming, let's just add in football.
Well, you know.
Like, when?
You never know, because if she might get to go to the States to study, you
know. I know, but there has to be a time when she picks, like, one and goes for it.
Too young now.
Oh, far too young now, I know. But it's like, you're not going to get amazing at one thing if you're spreading yourself across
I started football at her age six, seven. I used to do football.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do table tennis.
Yeah.
I used to do swimming, dancing. So that's four things. Oh, karate. So many things.
I had Monday dancing, Tuesday brownies with my...
brownies?
A brownie guide thinks of others before herself and does a good turn every day.
So you didn't make brownies?
No, a brownie. Brownie guide like this.
What's that?
A girl guide. I was a brownie. It's like...
Boy Scouts.
You know Camp Rock?
Like Boy Scouts?
Yeah, but girls are called brownies.
Oh, I was thinking of the brownies.
I didn't do the girl guides. I got into boys before girl guides. But Monday dancing, Tuesday brownies, Wednesday karate with Tommy Kwan, who was my instructor.
Tommy Kwan.
Thursday recorder club. I was in a recorder club. And Friday swimming. And Saturday track and field.
What is that recorder? La flauta?
Yeah, I can play the recorder.
Yeah,
if you got me a recorder, I would play it. I can play the recorder.
Yeah, I bet you can.
And then Saturday was track and field. Sunday was Sunday school.
Is that why you hate running from the track and field days?
Yeah, I used to love sprinting, hate long distance. But I did the fourth leg of the relay and the 100-metre sprint for Manchester Girls.
Do you know what? I'm going to give you a challenge there. You know how you say you hate long distance, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes we need to do things that we don't like it. And find the love for things that we don't like to do. Mm-hmm. And that's where we grow and get stronger and better and everything. I think I'll give you a challenge.
Right.
From now to Christmas, yeah, you need to train to run just 2 days a week, no more than that.
Yeah.
No more than 5K. So then at the end of this period, yeah, before Christmas, you can run a 10K on like 40...
I'll do 5K once a week.
On like 40 minutes or 45 minutes, 10K, yeah?
I just don't have the desire to do that.
I know, but find it. It must be somewhere. I hate running before. I couldn't run at all. I was like, I'm not needed to run.
I will do that if you do a skydive.
Absolutely not.
Why?
Because skydive, I can die. Running, you won't die. That's the difference. What if the parachute don't open? I'll die.
You've got a backup.
No. What if both? You never know.
The instructor's got
don't
one.
Trust, don't trust the... No.
I've done it twice and survived.
Yeah. And the third time will happen. You got scared because it didn't open, really. And you said to me they didn't open and the second one opened.
What? That's not me.
That's what you told me.
I've only done it twice.
You said to me you did it the second one then, because you're going to get it.
I did one in South Africa, which was incredible, over Tabletop Mountain. But then I did one in Sheffield, which was awful, because it was freezing cold. Mm-hmm. And when I fell out, I went, and I couldn't breathe. It caught my breath because it was so cold. Once I'd gone through the cloud, it was fine.
I don't do it. It's dangerous. You can risk your life.
Point blank, no. What about a bungee jump?
Again, I can risk my life. Can we talk about something that is not risky for your life?
Running
and
is risky for me.
And that's my gift for my birthday.
It's risky for my ankles. What, do you think I bought you a bungee jump for your birthday?
Do not. You can jump yourself.
I would never, ever force you to do a bungee jump.
It's a waste of money.
I would never. Would I really do that?
Yeah. No.
You think I'd book you something that you hated?
Probably, yeah.
No. I'm not mean. I mean,
half of your gifts, I don't like them, so...
Yeah, but they're not a risk to your life.
No, but anyway, that's not fair. I'm telling you to do something that is challenging and you don't like it and you can find the love to like it. Mm. Doesn't have to be with something that you are scared of. You know what I mean?
It's overcoming a fear.
Yeah, but you don't have a fear of running.
No, I just don't. I can't bear it.
There we go, that's the thing.
I get bored.
It's like if you tell me, do something that I can be bear doing it.
I get bored running. You say stick a podcast on, stick a playlist on, people say run outside, look at the scenery, run on the treadmill,
But is this as boring as lifting, doing 5 reps and rest for 2 minutes.
No, but I love that.
Yeah, sat on the gym looking at the wall like that.
Yeah, I like
on
it.
On your phone.
I like it.
Well, you can do the same thing running.
Speaking of birthdays, you just mentioned yours. Tiago recently turned 3.
I know.
And it was just lovely. We did the exact same thing as we did for Mia's. Bouncy castle in the garden, family round, lots of food, balloons, Buzz Lightyear, Woody from Toy Story. Loves he loves them. So we got them Toy Story figures.
And also we had a beautiful weather because we had this heat wave that lasts for like a week and a half.
We did have a little issue a couple of days before the party, which is my actual debate today with Gorka, which I'm very excited to share with you all, because for once in this debate,
I love
every single person will agree with me on this. Normally, they agree with you on the debate.
They will agree with me.
They won't agree with
you. They will agree with me.
Should we move into the debates then?
Yeah, we can move into the debate. But just explains everything perfectly, yeah? And also, don't point to the issue, because also you could appreciate the good side of what I did, yeah? Anyway, if you go ahead, it's your debate, then after we'll give my side of the story.
Mia's birthday was obviously loads of gifts were bought for her, very grateful. Our garage has been full of cardboard boxes that needed going to the tip. So our garage is quite
big.
For
the 6 weeks.
I'd done a tip run when he was away and there were still loads. So for a good month, there's been cardboard boxes piled up in our garage in front of the garage door. We always put them in front of the garage door for the tip. Gorka said he was going to go to the tip. Brilliant, thank you. He loves a tip run. It's his favourite thing to
do. I love it.
Because Tiago's birthday was coming up, I'd ordered him some toys, a Buzz Lightyear sleeve like a plastic army can wear with the laser beam, some Paw Patrol t-shirts, a little headset, some Minions walkie-talkies, loads of good stuff. And I'd put them in a box with like a cardboard paper cover on them, and I'd put them the complete other side of the garage, on top of the barbecue even, away from all the other boxes. I bought his final present the other day. I got him a little jigsaw. I went to put it in the box. The reason I've kept that box separate from everything else is so it doesn't get damaged and so the kids can't reach it. They can't go nosying. I go to put it in. The box isn't there. And I said, where's that box with Tiago's toys? And he went, colour drained from him. And he went, what? I said, the box of Tiago's toys, where is it? He didn't know. Of course he didn't know. But it's in the tip. It has to be in the tip because I said to him, you moved all the boxes and put them in your car from behind the garage door, yeah? And then I said, so then did you walk to the other side of the garage and pick a box up off the barbecue? He doesn't know.
Well, I'm going to
He doesn't know if he did that.
That box, there was no boxes on the garage on top of the barbecue.
It's been there for 2 weeks.
No, it's not on top of the barbecue because, you know why? Because when I moved the pillows out, yeah, there was no boxes there already. And on top of the barbecue, the only thing it was is a bag with 3 cushions for the chairs. No boxes. The boxes were on the floor probably. So because they were on the floor and it wasn't
It's one box.
Yeah.
And it was full of toys.
I would have seen the toys.
No, you wouldn't.
Why not?
Because they were covered so the kids didn't find them.
Covered with what?
With a little sheet. So
yes,
the kids
but
didn't
the sheet
find
is,
them.
The sheet, I will, if I have to take, if I have to take that box, I will remove the sheet to put it on the car.
But I don't know why you'd pick up one lone box.
Have you asked your mum or Peter? I bet Peter.
They've not touched it. Okay. Peter said the last time I saw it when I was doing the painting, he said it were on barbecue. I said, that's where it's been for weeks, Peter.
Anyway.
Away from everything else. Anyway, I had to rebuy, and Gorka had to rebuy Tiago's presents.
And it's fine, we rebuy them.
No, it's not fine, it's the principle. And then the silver lining is, anyone who works in a tip, I'm sure...
Sorry, Sam, I didn't do it on purpose.
I'm sure they have to go through rubbish in case of, like, bodies and stuff in fridges and all that shit. Do you know what I mean? They've clearly got to check the rubbish. So the silver lining is, someone will hopefully find them and go, oh, these are brand new toys. Let's do something
also,
with them.
Also, another thing, when I go to the tip, yeah, I have to check every box that is empty inside. There is no plastic because they tell you off, yeah? So I went through every box, yeah, that was there.
So where is it then?
That's what I'm saying. I have to, it's not that I got the boxes and throw them. I have to go through the box and if there is any plastic or anything, I have to put it outside and then put just the cardboard box. So when I did that, there was no toys in there.
There was a whole plastic Buzz Lightyear
That's what I'm saying. I don't remember taking that to the bin because I would be like, oh, Shite.
But do you remember picking... Shite, how northern.
Do you know what I mean?
But do you remember picking up a box near the barbecue?
There was no... any box that I picked was on the floor, not on top of the barbecue, I swear.
Right. Okay, but did you walk over to the barbecue?
There was nothing on the barbecue, it was everything on the floor. Gemma, I have a very good memory. And how?
Well, unless that box has grown legs and physically walked itself into your car,
I hope one day, also... Another thing, like I did just the other day when I bought the toys. The toys arrived, I showed you them, and I said to you, I'm going to put them in the garage. Not in the garage. We have a whole wall of the garage is covers, yeah? Put them inside the cover so then no one sees them. First of all, the kids couldn't see them. Two, doesn't
so
get missed up.
It's my fault that Gorka.
No, it's not your fault.
Box.
I'm saying that I'm not aware that I took the boxes. If I took them, it was without realizing it.
I'm not aware.
And when I took them on the tip, I check every box because I have to empty them. Because it was, for example...
The coffee machine, I know.
Yeah, or it was one box. It was like bottles and creams of your gem and tonic thing. I have to separate everything. So I have to do that. There was another bag with things like toys and... Not toys, like a bag with like clothes.
Oh, toys.
Yeah, the ones that we took for the charity. So I have to open the bag, put the toys for charity, and put the plastic bag in the normal plastic bin litter.
Imagine you put the toys for charity that weren't actually for charity. But
no,
for
I didn't.
Birthday.
I will see that. That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's my debate for this week. So please, everyone, there's no one who can't agree with me.
They won't agree with you.
How frustrating it is. They will agree with
me.
Have you got anything for me, or have I been flawless?
I don't know. No, I don't.
I mean, I've been good.
I don't know, I haven't, I don't see you at all, so...
I know.
It's just like, and one the time that I see you is hello, and I'm just like, yeah, I'm going to bed.
Well, alongside
our
debate...
The only thing I see is your backside in the bed, because I'm looking at your back.
Producer Henry's thrown in a question for us to debate as well.
Okay.
So this week, so they want to know, so despite the other week I was tending to remove tattoos more than add them, if we were to both choose a tattoo for the other person, well, what would it be?
For you, I will get, for example, maybe from Benji, but right now I will get it from Norman. I will take the picture of his face, yeah? Because I saw it the other day on Instagram. You get the picture of his face, yeah? And then you squeeze it very small, and then with a thin lining, you just make the silhouette like that. So it will be the profile of Benji, and you will have it somewhere like you know, on the back of your neck that no one sees there, or like in here, just the frame of Benji's like from here into the eye, the
Norman
like that.
Or Benji or Raleigh? All
Norman.
Three. I'd have to have
you
all three.
You could go like that, so it goes like this into the nose, and then the eye, and then the mouth, and then just like the profile.
Ah, now Molly and Benji. I would, for you, it's really common. No, it's not common. I've seen it loads, but I think it's dead nice. Do you know when the kids hold your hand?
Yeah.
So if you hold
I
my...
I know, yeah, the DL dots.
And you put... So where your child holds your hand like that, you draw some ink on your fingers. You should do this, Henry, as well, actually. You draw some ink on your kids' fingers, and then you get them to hold your hand like that. And then when they take it off, they've got the ink, and they just put tiny little stars, so that
I think the stars is more for a girl. I won't have that, but
no,
yeah.
But you have something to. So then, when your kids are old, you say your hand used to fit there.
Nice.
And you can have them in just little red, or
I would do it in this hand. Yeah,
I would do that. Yeah, because all your tattoos are black, aren't they? You've not got any coloured ones.
I don't like colours.
No, I don't mind red, but I think because you're so olive skin and tan.
I don't have greys and I have white in the back, but that's about it.
Gorka actually asked me the other day. Is it okay to walk Benji with his top off? Because it was boiling and it was really early in the morning. And I said, what do you mean, is it okay?
I don't know.
And you went, well, would people complain?
I don't want to offend people.
Complain about what? You're walking in a field with your top off and
your dog.
I know,
but on the street, I don't know. Like, in the spring, they will walk, but I don't want to offend people. I'd be like, oh, what are you doing? Like, you know what I mean? I don't know how is the country.
You're not going to get in trouble for walking your dog with no top on in a heat wave.
It could happen. Some cities, you are not allowed to be topless in the city.
In France, they have just... done it where men get fined if they go topless.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, that's what I ask.
What if it's a boiling heat wave?
Just put your t-shirt on and sweat.
But surely on the beach you're allowed to, aren't you?
In the beach, near the beach, yes, but not in the city or the centre.
I think that's really cruel.
To be honest, I was doing concert, you know, a lady walking the door might have a heart attack, she's me that topless, you know?
Oh,
I'm joking.
Same here, Gorka.
Yeah.
Same here, yeah. So those would be our tattoos.
Nice.
Yeah. I actually walked past the tattoo parlour the other day in Manchester. I was with Tula and it's a new one. It's near, do you know that coffee shop we went in? It's New Zealand Coffee at the back, the really tiny one. It's next door to that.
Nice.
And I said to Tula, should we get a tattoo? And he went, have you lost your mind? I'm very much, let's do it, Cole, let's go and do it now.
Really? Why? Yeah.
Not, I didn't, but if I think of doing something, I'll just go and do it. And
why would Tulane know with me?
Would you have one with me?
Yeah, so why not?
Okay. I just don't know what I'd have.
That's what I mean. I mean, I don't want to, I don't know if I want to have more tattoos.
No.
Maybe I do want to have some tattoos in this arm, but just like thin ones.
No,
thin
if
lining.
You've got both, you'll look like Jax from Streets of Rage.
Not a sleeve, just get like a random ones. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, for example, I wanted to have the name of like Mia and Tiago, for example.
Nice.
Anyway, enough tattoos.
Enough tattoos. We've got some lovely messages from you guys.
Should we read them?
Yeah, well, the first one's a voice note. I like a voice note. This is off Nicola. Henry, please, can you play Nicola's voice note?
Hi, Gemma and Gorka. It's Nicola in Accrington. Just listening to your latest episode where Gorka asked if it's just a Gemma thing about the expression thumb in a softie. We were out with friends last week. We were having some drinks and stuff. And me and my husband and another couple, we started talking about getting drunk. And my friend says, oh, you'll have to thumb in a softie. I said, oh, my God. I said, do you know what? How did you know what that means? She went, I didn't. She went, I heard it off Gemma. So, yeah, it might just be a Gemma thing because, obviously, as I'm sure you can tell, we're Northern as well. So, yeah, Gemma, you started a new phrase.
Oh, I love that she was preempting that a fella was going to have to thumb in a softie because he was drunk.
I didn't know, but now every time they have a chance, I drop it there.
I love that that was brought up in conversation. That is brilliant, and I hope he did have to thumb in a softie. I hope he had a great night. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, with a softie, you don't have a great night, you know what I mean?
Thank you for that, Nicola. That's made me laugh. We've also had a few messages from people who are listening on the Holly Bobs. Hello to Julie. She's currently on the beach in Costa del Sol.
Oof.
She says, I'm literally laughing out loud at this podcast. I'm afraid I agree with Gorka. I couldn't cope with the dog on the bed at all. Oh, Julie, you're missing out.
There we go. Thank you, Julie. You remind me what could be also my complaint of the week.
Your complaint?
Yes. It's Benji still.
Benji on the bed. He's been on that bed over a year. Accept it.
No, I don't accept it because it's 4:30 in the morning and he jumps and then gets down and jumps over me.
When
and
he doesn't do
licks.
It, the day comes when he's not here.
Can we please?
You will say, I miss Benji jumping up.
I'll give you an option. Or you try running 10K from now until December, every day running twice a week, 5K every day. Or we try put Benji one night or two nights downstairs without being in the room. See if we'll sleep better.
On the couch with
it's
me.
It's frustrating, Gemma. I'm trying to rest, and every time he wakes up...
I love how you'd blame Benji. But night this week, I have been woken up with a blue light because the laptop's either on your chest, open, and you're asleep. Last night, I had to walk round, remove your AirPods, and shut your laptop. Same as the night before.
Yeah, because
he watches
a
series or a football game and falls asleep.
Yes, because I took the melatonin to fall asleep quicker so then I can make the most of the night before Benji jumps in the bed at 4 a.m. or starts to open the curtain to let the light in.
And he doesn't just jump on the bed, he stands over you going...
and licks you. And he does that at 4 o'clock, at 4:30, at 5 o'clock.
Because he's happy you're there.
Yes, but I'm still having another 3 hours of sleep if I could, you know, which gets ruined. Do you understand that?
Let's move on to Lisa and Zoe's message.
Okay. We love listening to your podcast. Currently listening from a beach in Kos in Greece. Oh, jealous. Can't wait for your live tour. Hope you do meet and greets, and we are massive fans. You want us to do a tour to Greece?
My live tour in Greece. No, a live tour of the pod.
I know, Gemma, was a joke.
We will get that arranged. Are we going to do that, Henry, at some point?
Yeah, we'll get merch. Thumbing a softie on T-shirts.
Yes. Thumbing a softie, me like that.
T-I-A-S, I want on T-shirts.
Tits.
Thumb in a softie. T-I-A-S.
That could be the brand, you know.
Underneath it.
We should really say that brand, you know.
Yeah. Thumb in a softie.
Hello, I thumb in a softie.
I just don't know.
Do you know a picture
it,
like
more
that?
People have. I mean, Henry, you heard of it in school, didn't you?
Yeah.
Lisa.
This is from Lisa. Hi, Gemma and Gorka. I love, love, love the podcast, but I have to jump on the odd sock bandwagon. Gemma, I'm totally on board with the messy sock draw. In fact, I only wear odd socks, so that way it doesn't matter how messy the draw gets. Life's too short to be asked about the sock draw. Take care, guys. It's the wrong foot. Gorka pulled me up on this as we left the house this morning. There you go. I've got a hole in my sock. The Eliza, are they matching? What's that one? No, they're odd. Odd socks, and one's got a hole in.
I mean,
and as we were leaving the house, he went, "For fuck's sake, Gemma, And I just went, do you know what?
I didn't even say that. I just went and left.
He like bullies me with my socks.
Gemma, I mean, it's just...
But I'm comfy. My feet are covered. Do you know what I mean?
Anyway.
I'm with you, Lisa, as I'm currently tying my shoelace up. I've got odd socks on and one's got a hole in. Dawn messaged in, do you know about her husband doing the washing while she was ill?
Yeah.
And then she was annoyed about the way he hung it on the line. Well, she said, thank you for reading out the message on the episode. You're welcome, Dawn. Thank you for listening. She says, Gemma asked me to get back in touch to see if I said anything to him and suggested that I may be being ungrateful. She says, this is not the case. I was very grateful to him trying to do all the washing, but at the same time worried as he has got previous for throwing everything in together, whites and darks, etc. On this occasion, nothing got ruined, so I decided to keep quiet. I have enclosed a photo from a few months ago when he was asked to put the duvet cover on the indoor aerer. An aerer. Oh, mate, we call it a maiden, don't we?
Yeah.
I feel that he may have stood with his back to it and then threw it on from behind. There is a way of putting clothes on the aerer. He clearly hasn't done the course. Love the show. Keep making me laugh. Oh, I mean, look at that. Look at that duvet. Yeah
that would make my head in.
I can see that. That would make me think it'd smell like
you know what,
damp.
Gemma? That's one thing that you do very good, actually.
Oh, thank you.
When you do the, when you wash the bedding, then after straight away you take it and we have this the long landing on the top that hangs all the way down and it dries super quickly. You always do that. For all the things that you just do a mess.
That's the thing, you moan about Benji on the bed. The bedding, our bedding is clean, changed every single week. Like washed, fresh,
no.
air dried, everything. I'm very specific with that. I have a mattress spray. I do everything.
I never said you do it. I'm just saying that you wear broken socks.
Someone
when you couldn't. I mean, it's not that you cannot afford new socks. You know what I mean?
Someone said to me the other day about dogs being on the bed, and it was Matt who I worked with, and he said, "But you've got a male dog, haven't you?" And I went, "Yeah." And he said, "So he cocks his leg," and I went, "Yeah." And he went, does he not get, like, piss on his legs and stuff? And I went, yeah. And, like, looked at him as if to say, I'm what? And he said, so you let him on your bed after that? And I said, yes, Matt, I do. I said, he comes on the bed. He could do whatever he wanted. He comes on our bed. And then when he jumped on the bed that night, I thought to myself, he's got piss everywhere, all over the bedding, all over the duvet.
Yes, all over us, because he walks. For me, it's not that. For me, it's that, for example, I suffer from hay fever. And, for example, even now it's dry. It's not that he's going to get like muddy and stuff like that, but he runs. And when we go to the field, we let him run. And yeah, you say, oh, I clean his paws. But all his hair is like a hoover of hay fever and pollen.
He's like a mop. Who was it? We had a guy around the house the other day measuring up for stuff, and his eyes were red raw as he was talking to me and Gorka. And he went, I have to apologise for my eyes. I'm highly allergic to cats and dogs. And I went, Benji! And he blessed him, that's what he said. Yeah, but so we put Benji outside.
He was taking care of a Pomeranian.
He was looking after a Pomeranian dog, which I'd be terrified of. I'd be scared of standing on it. And he said it's a nightmare. Mm. But we did bless him. We kept Benji away from him, didn't we? But when he said, I'm highly allergic to cats and dogs, I thought, so what? How do you live life like without having... have pets, I always do think, like, what's in your house then? But even a gerbil or a...
You don't have to have pets.
I know, but did you not feel our house was empty without one? Oh, I did. I didn't like it.
I mean, you can have the whole family in your house and if there is no dog, you're still thinking that the house is empty.
I know.
So put it that way with you.
Our final message this week is from Sophie, but it's actually a dilemma to answer as well.
Mm-hmm. Thanks to Shell for partnering with the show. They have got everything you need for the summer.
We're approaching summer, which I can't wait for. It means getting outside and enjoying the sun as much as possible.
There is so much to look forward to. What are you more excited for, Gemma?
You love a barbecue, don't you?
I love it.
You go insane on the barbecue. Even when it's not really, really hot and sunny, you will still stand and cook on the barbecue.
Yeah, like, when it's like sunny and like a bit warm, I love a barbecue. Everything, like the chicken breast tastes better, a nice steak on the barbecue, even just like the vegetables, like the mushrooms, you know, like, everything tastes better on a barbecue.
You get the paddling pool out.
Yes, nice salad. Ooh.
Summer's just, it's just a fun time, isn't it?
I know, it's not long until summer arrives, you know?
And you can get your full barbecue bits from Shell, mm-hmm. which you can buy everything. You can even get the coal for your barbecue from there as well.
I know, and you know what's my favourite thing from there?
What?
Is the pork belly bites on the grill, oof. And a nice chip, salt and pepper chicken, ooh. Oh
gosh, you're making everyone hungry.
Ice cream after, you know, you can get everything.
Plus, when you're a Shell Go Plus Rewards member, you get 100 bonus points when you buy two soft drinks, so you guys really should download the app and give it a go now. Sign up now while you can.
I'm just glad I'm back to filling my own car using my own points so you can use them.
Yeah, that's the downside of you being home. Anyway, thanks to Shell for sponsoring the show. Let's get back to the episode. So every week we do try and solve a dilemma, and we love you getting in touch, so please do keep them coming. It's 077-610-39898. lost.in.podcast on social media. We love your comments on there. Or lostintranslation@bowermedia.co.uk. This week's dilemma is from Sophie. She says, "Hi Gemma and Gorka. As two fitness buffs who clearly are disciplined enough to watch what you eat, I need your advice on something that continues to happen between me and my boyfriend. I'm currently on another diet and I'm going to the gym at least four times a week. This is the cycle I go on at least three times a year before falling off the wagon. Recently it dawned on me that despite how hard I try, there's always one thing standing in my way, and that's my boyfriend. He's one of those lucky, annoying people who just needs to look at a salad and will lose a few pounds. He doesn't go to the gym, he doesn't need to diet because he always looks slim, but it means when I'm trying to eat healthier, he will not fancy what I'm having for dinner and he orders a takeaway. I know I should be stronger, but it's really hard when you've got the smell of pizza and salt and pepper chicken wafting through the door. Should I call him out on it and ask for his support, or find a way to be stronger myself and accept that this is just him? I love the pod, you're the highlight of my Wednesdays, Sophie."
Interesting. I don't believe that he will be looking at salad, looking skinny. He might be skinny fat, but not, won't be having takeaways and stuff like that.
And
you
it's
mean?
The health. You have to focus
just
on your health.
Just from inside out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can look healthy from the outside, but remember that it was that guy. He was, I think we saw it on a podcast, remember? It was this guy. I don't know if you saw, I sent you this clip or you told me about it. Or so anyway, on a podcast, the doctor explains, I think it was in the Diary of a CEO. Mm-hmm. This guy physically looks incredible, like physique that goes to the gym, lifts weights, you know, like ripping, blah, blah. But he was having every night a top of, I think it was Ben and Jerry's or Häagen-Dazs ice cream for like I don't know how many months. And then he went to this blood test and everything, and his cholesterol was over the roof. Yeah, it was like his health was horrible. It was like worse health than someone who was obese, for example. Mm-hmm. And that shows you that you look outside, like from the outside, you look
people
healthy
judge
and appearing.
Being slim and being healthy, and it's wrong.
Yeah.
It's not. What I would do, Soph, first of all, you said you're on another diet and you come on and off and on and
don't
off.
Don't talk about diets.
I wouldn't have it as a diet. The first three letters of diet are die. So mm-hmm. I just never would have one. I would change your
habits.
Change your habits and say to your fella, can we get a takeaway just at the weekend?
Yeah.
Then you can partake as well, because you don't want to restrict yourself from eating what you love. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We have a pizza every week. I love a pizza. But, you know, during the week when you're both working, you want to feel energized, you want to sleep good. You don't want to be eating that shit every single day.
And also, like, not even that. It's just also, like, from the pocket side of you. I mean, if you can cook something that is, like, healthy but also nutritious and it's, like, whatever, I don't know, a plate of pasta, or even if he wants to make a pizza at home or whatever, it's better to do it at home than be ordering takeaways every other day of the week, you know what I mean? Especially how expensive is now takeaways.
Because you could say to him, you know, I'm trying to eat really well and it doesn't help that you're ordering all this food. Yeah. He might turn around and say, well, I'm not on a diet. So if you come off the diet as well and you focus on from a health perspective and just say to him, eating this all the time for you isn't healthy. Let's just do it on a Saturday night, eat what we want, have a drink, whatever, but then in the week, let's cook food. You can still, like, I remember, like, when, who was it? It was my nephew, Hadley and Tyler. They love Nando's. They love going to Nando's. And in the end now, they just make their own. They make their own Nando's. And they know exactly what's mm-hmm. in it. It's a lot healthier. It's cheaper. So you can still have a takeaway-esque food.
Also, like, first of all, like when you say, like, diet is the wrong word, and I think it's more the nutrition, like, plan or routine that you want to have. But, like, eat healthy, or, like, if you want to get, let's say, you want to, I don't know, get into shape or have a more, like, a healthy lifestyle of eating, eating healthy or eating well doesn't mean it's boring. And don't mean like
eating less.
It doesn't mean you have to eat plain chicken or and rice and broccoli. That's just like very old school, very like, yeah, how they used it in the old days. But you can have so many meals now. You can make barbecue, you can make anything that is healthy. You know what I mean?
So you ever know your macros, you know what's in it.
No, but like no processed food. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you don't eat processed food, then everything that you eat is like one single ingredient, like your chicken, your fruit, your vegetables. That's just eat healthy. You know what I mean? And you just move every day. That's
remember
enough.
When you went through a phase of making me egg fried rice and it was gorgeous?
Yeah, I love to make that.
He made his own egg fried rice, Gorka, and there was no MSG in it. There was no crap in it. There wasn't too much salt at all in it. It was just rice, egg, and olive oil.
I just like the
soy sauce. All
I for example, even if I went like the chicken, you have Nando's chicken. I go to the supermarket, you buy a chicken. How you call it, the chicken thighs with no bones, yeah? And then I marinate them overnight. So I use you can buy the herbs and everything to marinate it with lemon and olive oil. Leave it overnight and then you just make it on the air fryer or the barbecue and it's the same. Same thing with the chips. Like last night, me, I want the chips. So I got the baby potatoes, boil them for 4 minutes, let them dry and then you just air fry them and they get nice and crispy. It's like and you can put like some Cajun seasoning on top of it and it's like the ones from Nando's.
But it's hard when you're because lots of people aren't and they don't have the time or the budget to do all that, so and it's the convenience of a takeaway. I grew up whereby every Friday in our house was a chippy tea, just through habit, really. But yeah. I looked forward to having that. But then every other day of the week, I had to have vegetables.
But it's lazy.
Every other day.
That's not referring to this person or anything, yeah? But it's like, it's also like laziness. Because one, it's not cheaper. And two...
It
takes time, yes. But for example, I have... When I get the kids from school, yeah? And I have to bath them and do the dinner... In the air fryer, you need only 10 minutes to chop everything, put it on, you have two things of the air fryer for 15 minutes, and those 15 minutes, I bath the kids and change them. When it's finished, it stops, so it's not going to burn. You don't get the risk of burning it, you know what I mean? So it's done, calm down, and they have the tea ready, for example. And for Nando's, takeaway will be at least 25 to 30 pounds for one order.
And those chickens
with
in
30
that drawer,
pounds, you can buy chicken and potatoes for 3 days.
I used to, when you were working away on tour, I always batch cook. You could do that, Soph.
Yeah.
So when Gorka's away and I know I'm going to be pushed for time on my own with the kids and gym and work and stuff, it was Wednesdays and Sundays. So every Wednesday, I'd make a massive, like, crock pot meal that would last me Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then on the Sunday, I'd do it again for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So you'd eat the same meal, but if you made it really nice, like a massive chili or, you know, a big stew, and then that's really convenient, time efficient. But I would just, I definitely, from your perspective, come off the diet and just say, during the week, I'm going to make really good conscious food choices, avoid ultra processed food and try and focus on my health. And then at the weekends, both treat yourself. If you want your takeaway, go for it. And just explain to him your reasons for doing it, not because you're on a diet, because you want to prioritise your health. And he should get on board with that.
And also you said you go on and off the wagon of the whatever you eat. I would say the best thing is to find foods that you can eat that you really enjoy, so then you don't feel that you have to eat them. You just eat them because you enjoy them. Like, for example, I don't know why, for the last 6 months, I just love rocket and Parmesan salad. So I can have that every day for breakfast, lunch, dinner, all the time.
It's like me with my chocolate.
I'm obsessed with it.
I have it every day.
Yeah.
Every single day I have 100% dark chocolate.
Yeah.
After every meal, I have a cube of it and I love it. Thank you for getting in touch, Soph. Let us know how you go on. But do have that chat and do try the weekend thing. And for anyone else who wants to get in touch with the dilemma, it's 077-610-39898, lostintranslation@bowermedia.co.uk.
And now is my favourite part of the episodes. I love the games, you know.
Oh, you get excited for
I know,
them,
I like
you?
The games. Let's see what, you know, should we see which game is this week?
Yeah. I Our sponsor today is Whoop, and I honestly wish I had my Whoop when Mia was tiny and I was running on about 3 hours sleep, wondering why I felt like absolute rubbish.
And now I still feel like rubbish sometimes, but at least now we know why. Whoop tell us what our bodies are really doing.
Right? And instead of going, I'm tired, I don't know why, maybe it's the weather. It's like having a little coach, a little PT that actually stays on your arm. Actually, my recovery's been 25% actually, so it's told me not to go into a massive workout. I need to rest.
For me, it's about understanding when I can push in training versus when my body needs rest. Because with dance, tour, the kids, with everything, you think you should always be going full speed.
But you can't, that's the thing. And Whoop helps you make smarter decisions with your training instead of just guessing it. Like, should I have that extra coffee and get an early night? Listen to your Whoop.
It tracks your sleep, strain and recovery. All the things that busy parents never have time to think about it, but probably we should.
Exactly. It's like finally understanding your own energy instead of just hoping for the best and wondering why you're knackered by Tuesday.
If you want to stop guessing and start understanding what your body actually needs, go to whoop.com.
Que quieres decir? Is that right?
I'm going to read you some phrases.
Yeah.
Or you can read them and then you need to guess what it means.
Well, yeah, because this was from a few weeks ago. I had British phrases that I read out to Gorka and he had to try and guess what they mean. So now we have Spanish phrases that I have to try and work out what they mean.
The first phrase is tirar la casa por la ventana.
Get it out of the house.
Almost. Tirar la casa.
Tirar la casa.
Por la ventana.
Por la ventana.
Por la.
Por la.
Por la no, por.
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 La.
La.
Ventana.
Ventana.
Ventana is window.
Throw it out the window. Throw it out the house window.
Almost.
Does that mean don't worry about it? Forget about it.
Throw the house out of the window.
Throw the house out of the window.
Let's say, Mia's birthday. It was like a very crazy birthday, you know. You made like bouncy castles, I don't know.
Water fights.
Princess, water fights, you know, a lot of things. Gifts everywhere, you know. It was a crazy party, like unreal. So it means tirar la casa por la ventana means that you haven't had a thought on expense. You just like, you know what, let's throw the house over the window.
Let's go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, go all in.
Tirar la casa por la ventana is when you spend and you go all in. There we go.
Oh, okay.
Makes sense?
Yeah.
So for example, Arduino's wedding, tiró la casa por la ventana.
Okay.
Has like 140 people, 3 days parties everywhere, you know what I mean? Has the, DJ, saxophonist.
So in the UK, you'd be like, oh, bollocks to it, stick it on credit card.
There we go, yeah.
YOLO it.
So that's what I mean.
Okay.
To spare no expense and celebrate on a bigger scale.
Right.
Makes sense?
Yeah.
Now, no tiene pelos en la lengua.
It's about the tongue.
No tiene pelos.
No hair.
En la lengua.
On that tongue.
Yeah.
No hair on that tongue.
No tiene pelos en la lengua.
That means there's no filter.
There you go.
He's got no filter. He'll just say what he thinks.
Yeah. If someone speaks bluntly and doesn't mince their words.
Yeah, that's you.
Basically, there you go.
Ser más chulo
que un ocho.
Ocho is eight.
Más chulo que un ocho.
I'm like an 8-year-old. I'm cool.
Ser más chulo que un ocho.
He's like a kid. He acts like a child.
No. It's like to be cooler than an eight.
An eight ball or an eight kid?
Eight ball.
Oh, okay.
Ser más chulo que un ocho. So if you means the ocho, the number.
So if you did a good dance, your mum could say that to the other mum dancers.
No, it's more like, for example, when someone walks, he's like very, like who is very confident, overconfident. Like, for example, if I walk to the room and I go like...
Right, okay, so yeah.
You know, like some football players.
So más chulo que un ocho.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
weird reference, the eight ball, isn't it?
Yeah. Ponerse las pilas.
Ponerse las pilas.
So for example, Mia, ponte las pilas.
Be quick, come on, speed up.
Kind of.
Come on, put your...
Imagine I'm doing rehearsals, yeah? And I can learn the routine and they go, Gorka, ponte las pilas.
Come on, switch on, put your battery on, turn your red on.
Yeah, like to pay more attention or like get on it, yeah?
So my dad would say, Gemma, ears to brain, ears to brain, if he was talking to me and I wasn't listening.
Okay.
That's what he'd say.
Donde dije digo, digo Diego.
Even hearing that's annoying. Say it again.
Donde dije digo, digo Diego.
Diego, Diego.
Donde dije digo, digo Diego. Where I say, I say Diego.
So what does that mean?
I never use this one, to be honest, but someone who goes back on their word.
Oh, okay. So the telling lies.
No, I think it's more, for example, if I said, oh, I don't like when someone put the fetch on the table and then I go and I do it myself, for example.
Oh, okay, so we call them a hypocrite.
Kind of like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Donde dije digo, digo Diego.
We'd say, oh, he's a right hypocrite.
Tener malas pulgas.
Tener malas pulgas. What's that?
I could be sometimes like that. Tener malas pulgas. To have bad fleas.
Be in a bad mood.
Yeah, someone who is irritable. Or ill-tempered.
Yeah, that is everything's you. Irritable, ill-tempered, cocky, rude. What else did we say?
So what are you doing with me then?
Have no hairs on the tongue. Have no hairs on the tongue. Oh my gosh. So these phrases, I think it's just Spanish culture.
We are very like...
direct.
Straight to the point.
What's the last one?
Ser un chorizo.
Chorizo is a sausage.
To be a sausage, yeah.
Like, you silly sausage.
Yeah, ser un chorizo in Spain means someone... que chorizo means also someone who steals things and takes things. So I don't know what it means. Someone who is deceitful and a crock.
Deceitful and a crock, yeah. So a crank or a crock. So they can't trust them.
Yeah, so that's how it means in Spain, I think, like chorizo.
Or a scrubber, if you're up north. Yeah. I say he stole that, the scrubber.
Yeah.
Well, that was a good game, wasn't it?
So, yeah, well, yeah, apart from you called me that I'm cocky, I'm...
A cocky, arrogant scrubber.
Yeah.
But that's all we've got time for today. We've wrapped it up on the game. That's gone quick, hasn't it?
I know.
But thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Lostintranslation at bowermedia.co.uk. 077-610-39898. Please, please don't forget to vote for us so we can get on the shortlist. Then we'll get our Lost in Translation tour on the run. We will see you all next week.
Adios.
Thanks again to Shell for sponsoring the show.
This was a Rayo Original Podcast.